From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. New immigration rules kick in today. The Trump administration is directing immigration officers to pay closer attention to people's use of certain public benefits when they are applying for a visa or a change in immigration status. Using certain benefits could be a disqualifier for some immigrants. This public charge rule has been met with ongoing legal challenges. It's still being challenged in Illinois, but the Supreme Court ruled it can go into effect nationwide. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams.
Cash support, food aid, housing assistance. Officials now have to consider whether visa or green card applicants have used or even might use these services. Mercedes Badia-Tavis is an immigration lawyer at Barnes and Thornburg.
The intent is to have those that are youthful, healthy, educated, with the financial ability to immigrate to the United States.
The Trump administration says the goal is to make sure immigrants can be self-sufficient. Many communities already saw drops in people using things like Medicaid because it could affect their immigration status. Shelby Gonzalez is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
It's unclear to what extent states and localities will feel like they need to step in and create a new safety net of services.
Officials say some benefits, like children's insurance, won't hurt immigrants' chances. Gonzalez says people have been avoiding those programs just to be safe. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.